We're in Tanya, in Pedic, Nun Gimel, chapter 53, on page 806, in Lessons in Tanya. This is for the Shir of the 4th of Sivan. And in yesterday's Shir, the Alter Rebbe explained how the meaning of the Hashroas Hashchina in the Kedesh HaKadoshim of the Beis HaMikdash, in the first Beis HaMikdash, consisted of the presence of the Shechina in the Holy of Holies, in the Kedesh HaKadoshim, because the Torah, which were represented by the Luchos, contained in the Orin, in the Ark, is the Torah is a vessel, a keli, for the Shechina. And therefore, that's where the Shechina rests. Just as in the Neshama, the essential life of the body rests in the brain, and from there, a ha'odah of it, an aspect of that life, spreads throughout the entire body. The same is true with elikus, godliness. In this world, the Shechina first contacts the world in the Holy of Holies of the world, meaning to say in the Chabad of the world, in the Meuchen, in the brain, and from there it spreads to all the other parts of the world. In the Orin, in the Ten Commandments, the Shechina was present to a greater degree than it is present anywhere else, even of and that's why the Mokim HaShechina is in the Kedesh HaKadoshim, and the meaning of the Shechina being present more means that the Shechina, instead of coming through Malchus de Yetzira and Malchus de Asiya and then reaching Olam Hazeh, it came directly from Malchus de Bria. That's in the first Beis HaMikdash. Today, Shir, Zebe speaks about the second Beis HaMikdash. In the second Beis HaMikdash, where the Luchos and the Orin were missing, Amr Rizal, so the Gemara says in Yumo, that there, in the second Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina did not dwell there. Pirush, but that means not that the Shechina wasn't present. It means Madregas Shechina Shahoisa Sheira Bebayis Rishain, that level of Shechina that was present in the first Beis HaMikdash, which was Shaleikid Derech Hishtal Shalos Ha'ilameis, not through the ordinary chain of worlds, because it skipped the world of Yetzirah and Asiya, and it came directly from Bria. So that was missing. Ella Bebayis Sheini, what they did have in the second Beis HaMikdash, Hoysa Sheira, Kederech Hishtal Shalos Ha'ilameis, the Shechina was present, but it did come through all the steps, all the links in the chain. Malchus d'Atzilus was clothed in Malchus d'Bria, and with d'Bria b'Malchus d'Yetzira, or d'Yetzira b'Heichal Kedesh Kadoshim, Kashi Kadoshim d'Asiya. Kashi Kadoshim d'Asiya, and the Holy of Holies of Asiya, which is the Meichin of Asiya, the Chabad of Asiya, Hoya Mislabesh, Bekotri Kadoshim Sheva Beis HaMikdash Shalomata, Bishar Sabei HaShechina. And that is the presence of the Shechina in the second Beis HaMikdash, Malchus de Yitziro, HaMelubeshes, Bekotri Kadoshim d'Asiya. And that's why no one was allowed into the Holy of Holies in the second Beis HaMikdash as well. If we were to take the statement of the Gemara literally, that the Shechina wasn't present in the second Beis HaMikdash, then why wouldn't you be allowed to enter the Holy of Holies? So the Rebbe explains that the Shechina was there. It wasn't on the same level as in the first Beis HaMikdash. But because the Shechina was present, the Kodshi Kadoshim of Asiya Ruchni, was present in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, only the Kohen Gadol, Vad Kohen Gadol, B'yom HaKippurim, only the Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippur, was allowed to go in. So that's the second Beis HaMikdash. Now that we don't have the second Beis HaMikdash either, ומשחור על בית המקדוש, and when the second בית המקדוש was destroyed, is aim לילה הקדוש ברוך הוא בעילומי, אלא דלת עמי של הלוכה בלבד. The place for the Eibishter, the place for the Shekhinah, is now the place where Torah is studied. The Dalet Ameh Shel Halacha. The four cubits where Torah is studied. V'afilu Echot Sheyesh Veisik B'Teiro. And as the Mishnah says, that even a person sitting alone and studying Torah is Shekhinah Imei, the Shekhinah is present there, Kedisa B'Brocha is Perikama. Peter Shekhinah Imei, what does it mean that the Shekhinah is with him? In what way is the Shekhinah present on the individual who studies Torah? Kedisah Cheshtal Shaluz V'his Lapshas Malchus Datsiluz V'malchus Debriya V'yitzira V'asiyo. Through the chain of worlds, coming down from Atzilus into Malchus de Bria, and from the Bria into Malchus de Yetzirah, and from Malchus de Yetzirah into Malchus de Asiyo, which is a lower level than that which is in the second Beis HaMikdash, where what came down into the second Beis HaMikdash was the Holy of Holies of Asiyah, not Malchus de Asiyah. Kitaryag mitzvah hateza ruban kekulei mitzvah maifis. Most of the mitzvahs are connected, are expressed in physical objects, are performed with physical objects, and even those mitzvahs performed in speech and thought, like the study of Torah and benching and saying Shema and davening, are performed through speech and through thought, and not through action. Hakaim alone, still, we are taught that the hirur lav kedibur dami, that thinking is not like speaking. And therefore, in the fulfillment of every mitzvah, he doesn't fulfill the obligation until he pronounces the words with his lips. And then we also know that the movement of the lips is considered a physical act, so that even those mitzvahs that are performed in speech also are connected and involved with a physical action, with physical object, the mouth, the body. So this is the presence of the Shekhinah after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. The presence of the Shekhinah is in the place of Torah, because Torah is the keli, Torah is the vessel for the Shekhinah. The Tayag mitzvah Satorah, and Sheva mitzvah Derabbanon, Begematria Keser, Shehurot, and Ha'oyim Baruch Hu. The 613 mitzvahs of Torah, together with the Sheva mitzvahs Derabbanon, the seven mitzvahs that the sages added, together they make up 620. Which is keser. And keser, that which is above the head, the crown, that represents will. And in this case, it represents the Eibishter's will, the divine will. Hamelubash b'chachmasa yizbareich, and the divine will is clothed in the divine wisdom. Hamiyuchedes be'erin sev baruch ha'betachlus ha'yichud, and they, the will and the wisdom of God, are completely one with God Himself. V'ashem b'chochma yosad oretz, and God founded the earth with wisdom. In other words, wisdom, the chochma, came down to oretz. He, Teira Shebal Peh, the Nafka Mechochma Ilo. This is a reference to Teira Shebal Peh that comes from Chochma, Kimeshikosa Bezeya, the Abba Yosad Brata. What does it mean that Chochma comes down into the land, into the earth? Earth means Malchus. And in the language of Kabbalah, the father relates to the daughter being Malchus. And so Chachma comes down into Malchus, and in that way the Shekhinah is present in the Malchus of each world. So we've established that the Shekhinah being present in a given place means that there's a revelation of the essence of the godliness that gives life to this world, that is related to this world, that is relevant to this world, to creation, not God himself. God himself is everywhere. But when we say that the Shekhinah is in a given place, rests in a certain place, we're talking about the essence of godliness that pertains to the world, not the essence of God himself. And that is revealed primarily and connects primarily to the place of Chochmah, to the place of Torah in each world. And that's called the Holy of Holies within each world. In the Hayyim Yom, for the fourth day of Sivan, the Rebbe writes that Chaga Shavuos, whose man ha-mukhshar lasis hakeu l'tevas limud ha-teira v'ha-aveda b'yir ha-shamayim. Shavuos is a very opportune time to achieve everything necessary in improving Teira and Aveda, v'chein l'hisasik b'tshuva b'hanigeya l'teira. It's also a time to do tshuva in reference to the study of Torah. The failure to study Torah. Be'ein mafriya misotn hamekatri. And this tshuva can be achieved without any interference from the satan. Ki dugmas zman hatkiyas b'rosh hashanah v'yom kodesh d'tzeim hakipurim. Similar to the auspicious time of the sounding of the Shofar and Rosh Hashanah and the fast day of Yom Kippur when the Satan is silenced.